I love to bring out what amazing culture I have and amazing background I have to the people, and I just want them to experience what I am experiencing as well in the food. We believe food brings joy and love to work towards people, so I just want to get to know people and bring out my culture in a plate.
Today on Dirty Linen, we are heading to Wollongong to talk to Jerusalem Tadese, who is an Ethiopian-born caterer and cook who is currently in lockdown. Not doing too much catering this week, hey, Sarah?
No, because of the lockdown, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that that's hit you guys. Tell me a bit about yourself and about your catering business.
I'm Sarah. I'm from Ethiopia. I came to Australia when I was 16, and we started this business 2 years ago. And we do the food market at the Crown Street, Wollongong. We do a dinner program with Welcome Merchant. Yeah, we do catering and all that, but because of the lockdown, everything has to stop. Yeah.
Has that been really hard for you that you've had to stop doing your, yeah, running your businesses at the moment?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It impacts everything. Our business, our the food that we bought and everything, even the dinner program with Welcome Mirchat and the three other chefs that we programmed has to be cancelled. So, yeah, definitely.
So how are you coping? What do you do?
At part of the business, I'm also doing a home care job at the moment. So I'm still doing that, but I had to stop the marketing, all that.
That's really tough. And did you have a lot of food that you had to do something with, get rid of somehow?
We haven't done any catering, so I had to keep the food, but the rest of them has to go for waste.
Yeah, it's such a shame. You mentioned Welcome Merchant, which is an Instagram account that features businesses run by refugees, migrants, asylum seekers. It was started by Marjorie Tenchevez. What's that been like for you, that connection?
Oh, it's been amazing. She's an amazing woman, which help refugees from different backgrounds to upgrade their business and how can I put it in the word? she really helped new start businesses, small or big businesses. Like us, a refugee, or us not being born here, everything will be hard for us because we don't know how the business run and all that. But she helps us in every situation, from programming dinner to invite people and all that. So it really helps all refugee people who own their own business. And she's really doing amazing. Yeah. And we're going to do a dinner program with her, which had to be cancelled. But we're going to do the dinner if the lockdown is over. There's only two tickets left as well, which is really exciting.
Oh, so what's the dinner program? Tell me what it is.
So three chefs include, which is me and the other two chefs, we'll put three different courses in the plate and do the dinner. There's going to be dance and there's going to be dancing and dessert and all that. So, yeah.
And is that in Sydney or in Wollongong?
It's going to be in Sydney. It's all about having fun and explore different background and different foods as well. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it sounds so good. I'm not surprised that it's almost sold out. And I really, have my fingers crossed that by the 31st of July, you can do that and celebrate.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
So, Sarah, tell me about your business. Who do you run it with and how did it start?
I am doing the business with my family, mainly with my mom and my other sisters as well. we started this business as really not knowing anything about, you know, business or anything. We just started it with a catering and people start loving it. So we kind of, yeah, people told us to do the market. So people, those people who haven't tried like Ethiopian food, they can't taste it as well. So we went to the market, Wollongong market, and we start selling the food. So our food will be sold without like being 9 o'clock. The market will start from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. But before that, our food will be gone. So it's that much people will love our food and all that. So yeah, we started it 2 years ago, and yeah, it's really going well.
I'm so pleased. And what do you think it is that makes people come and buy it at the market? Is it the way that it smells? Is it because they've heard of Ethiopian food? Is it because they already love Ethiopian food? What do you think it is?
Yeah, without even trying the food, the smell just is amazing. It just calls people. So without even tasting the food, they will be like, what is this? I'll try this. I'll have that. So yeah, even the smell is delicious. So once they try it, they will just come back. Yeah.
So what are some of the dishes that you make?
We make chicken sauce, which is Doro wort. We make vegetables, different sorts of vegetables, chicken sauce and beef sauce, which you're going to have with our food, our bread. We have like special bread that we make to eat the sauce with.
So that's injera,
which is called injera. Yes. Yeah.
I love injera. It's so delicious. So, you can probably explain it better, but as far as I know, it's a fermented flatbread that's made with teff flour, which is a grain that's grown very, it's very commonly grown in Africa. Do you find it easy to get here?
Yeah. We had to, import it from Ethiopia straight to here. So everything will be the same that we make from home. And the spices, everything except the vegetables, of course, everything will have to be imported from Ethiopia to here so we can do the cooking and we'll have the same taste and same values that we do from home. So, yeah.
I remember chatting to an Eritrean man here in Melbourne once, and he was saying that he can get the teff from Ethiopia or from Eritrea and to make the injera, but he said the water in Australia tastes different and so he can never get the right flavour.
Yeah, kind of, but mum is doing really good to get the same texture and same taste.
Does your mum say similar things about the water?
No, not really.
Okay, maybe it's just him. Or maybe Sydney waters or Wollongong waters, okay, but there's something in the Melbourne water.
No, we can't complain about the water.
How old were you when you left Ethiopia, Sarah?
I was 16 when I left Ethiopia. It's been over 10 years now since we got here. So, yeah.
And did you come straight to Australia?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And can you talk about what it was that meant that you had to leave Ethiopia?
I had to leave Ethiopia because of my dad and the situation in there. It wasn't really safe for us because my dad was a politician man, and yeah, it wasn't safe for us to live there any longer. So we had to escape from Ethiopia to Australia. Yeah.
And did you go straight to Wollongong?
Yes, we came to Wollongong straight from Ethiopia, and it feels really like home. It's not like really crowded in here. It's quiet and you can really feel yourself in Wollongong, yeah, which I love.
What kinds of things struck you as quite different to Ethiopia here, and what kinds of things could you easily relate to?
The weather is pretty different from Ethiopia. Like the summer can get really hot and the winter is really cold. There it's medium weather. Doesn't really cold or it doesn't really get hot, you know what I mean? And we don't have to put sunscreen as well in there. With a fever gun in there. Yeah. But I can relate to Australia from Ethiopia with how we have like different cultures living in Wollongong and in Australia. We have different, you know, backgrounds and all different cultures living in Australia, which is the same from Ethiopia as well. Yeah, that's the similarity.
That's really interesting. And is there much of an Ethiopian community in Wollongong?
Not really. Maybe 50 or 30 people living in Wollongong, yeah.
And do those people in the Ethiopian community come for your food, or do they make it themselves? Is it mostly a project for the non-Ethiopians in Wollongong?
Yeah, actually, it's surprising how most of them order the food that we make at home as well. Even though they're Ethiopians, they still love the taste and they still love the way that we make the food at home. So they still, yeah, they still order the food from us too.
That's great. I love it. So if I was going to make some Ethiopian food, what do you think I should start with and what do I need to know?
Know the ingredients and know how many flours or like, yeah, know the ingredients and know what you're going to cook first. Start with the basic one and start with the easiest one first.
What's an easy one for me to start with?
The red lentils, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you cook that one?
You just chop onions and garlic. You put it in the pan and put it on hot pan and then stir it and then put oil, keep stirring it, and then you can put the chili powder that we have and then you can mix it. If you want, you can add tomatoes, like the organic tomatoes, not from the can. The one you had to chop and then you had to dice and then you put it in the sauce and then mix it well. You had to be consistent and then you had to wait about like 30 minutes for it to be really nice and slow cooked. And then you can wash your lentils and then add it and then really mix it well. You had to wait until the red lentils come really nice and soft. And then you can put a little bit of water, add salt, and yeah, for us, we add ginger and other spices as well. And then, yeah, that's ready.
Yum. It sounds so good. So do you add the spices and the ginger towards the end of the cooking process?
Yeah, towards the end, we also add kebe, which is our traditional butter. Yeah, that's going to make it taste really good as well.
Is that a spiced butter?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've had that. And so it's almost like a dressing that you put on at the end?
Yes, that's correct.
And the spices sort of all melt through with the butter?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, yeah. I really wish I could have that right now.
Yeah, it tastes really nice. And with our special salad as well on the side.
What's in the salad?
There's tomato, cucumber, lettuce, of course, parsley, coriander, some olives, feta cheese if you like, black kidney beans.
Yum.
You can add more. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
And would you have the lentils with the injera?
Yes. Yeah. Everything we eat is with injera, of course.
And so can you just explain the culture around eating Ethiopian food? Like, is it always communal? Do you sit around? Like, just explain what the structure of an Ethiopian meal.
Yeah, we love to eat together, like in a big plate. We love to enjoy the food and talk about the food and talk about everything. Like, we enjoy eating together. But, what I found in Australia is everyone is eating on their plate. we enjoy eating together as a family or as a friend. That brings more respect and love and joy, we believe.
Yeah. Well, I can hear the joy as you talk about the food. It just sounds so beautiful. So, Sarah, what are your ambitions for your business?
I love to bring out what amazing culture I have and amazing background I have to the people. And I just want them to experience what I am experiencing as well in the food. We believe food brings joy and love to work towards people. So I just want to get to know people and bring out my culture in a plate and get them to taste the amazing and delicious food that we make from home.
Wow, that sounds like a beautiful ambition. And do you love having a business with the other people in your family?
Yes, yeah. We are thinking of employing other people as well into our business in future, of course. Once the lockdown is over, then we can start get into the business and, doing our best.
Great. And while you're in lockdown, are you doing lots of great cooking?
Yes, at home, only for the family. Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure that it won't be long before you are back in business. I certainly have all my fingers and toes crossed that Sydney and Wollongong comes out of lockdown before too long. Jerusalem, Sarah, I am so grateful to you for sharing your story today and, teaching me more about Ethiopian food and culture. Is there anything else that you would love people to know about yourself and what you do?
I would love to invite everyone to our community and our food that we do. I would like to welcome everyone to come and try our food. And to come in to join us in the dinner program for the 31st of June as well, if they can. Try our food. It's very authentic, ready from home. We don't use any bad processed food as well. It's really healthy. It's really good nutrition food that we make. So that's all I want to say. And thank you for inviting me as well.
Awesome. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm going to go off and make those lentils. And if you don't mind, I'm going to add extra spiced butter because
it's just
too good. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Sarah. Take care.
Thank you. See ya.
This is Dirty Linen, and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you.